SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Pentagon now says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer. Ed Donahue reports.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the 70-year-old Austin was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center last month and had surgery to treat the cancer.
His prostate cancer was detected early and his prognosis is excellent.
But there was a complication, a urinary tract infection a week later. That sent Austin back to Walter Reed. He's still there.
He's progressed steadily throughout his stay.
Senior administration and defense officials were not told for days about this. Ryder says a review has started
so that we can learn from it, importantly, but also ensure that we're doing better next time.
The White House chief of staff is ordering cabinet secretaries to notify his office if they ever can't perform their duties. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. Navy shoots down 24 more missiles and drones over the Red Sea. Officials say the missiles were launched by Houthi rebels from Yemen. Three Navy destroyers took part in shooting them down Tuesday. No ships were damaged, no injuries reported. Also at SRNnews.com, one of the Senate's most conservative Republicans has thrown his support behind former President Trump for re-election this year. Bob Agnew reports.
It's a pretty clear contrast between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Senator Tom Cotton says the nation was doing well under the former president.
We had a booming economy.
But he says things have gone downhill fast over the past 3 years.
And everyone can see it. Inflation has run amok. Families can't afford their groceries.
And Cotton says an estimated 3.5 million illegals allowed to cross the border last year alone.
That is the entire population of my state, Arkansas, plus a Vermont thrown in just for good measure.
Senator Tom Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Amalia Knobs, the mother of former First Lady Melania Trump, has died at the age of 78. Melania made the announcement on X last night. This is SRN News. A new look at the spiritual beliefs of America's teenagers.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and they find that 69% of adolescents believe that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. Just 35% of teenagers believe that sin is real, and just 25% of them have any faith in the Bible. CRC Director Dr. George Barna warns that the results do not bode well for the future of the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko signs a law that significantly tightens control over various religious denominations and organizations. The measure mandates all denominations and ministries reapply for state recognition immediately. It's the latest step in a crackdown on dissent, which intensified after a disputed presidential election in 2020. More than 3,400 religious groups were registered in Belarus. This is SRN News. Well, Tuesday night, Republicans failed to win a vote of no confidence in Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Republican Senator Mike Lee argued that Mayorkas has steadfastly refused to secure the border.
It's a new day. It's 2024. And Secretary Mayorkas, just as he had all has had all along, still has the legal authority to enforce the border. But he still refuses to do so.
The Republican effort to reject Mayorkas was led by Kansas Senator Roger Marshall. NASA announces delays for its upcoming Artemis 2 and 3 missions. The agency says the launch of Artemis 2 will be pushed back from this coming November to September of 2025. That mission features 4 astronauts who will orbit the moon. Over 40 states are under blizzard, wind, snow, or flood alerts as winter storms blanket the country. The West, Plains, South, and Midwest, and the Northeast are impacted. More details at SRNnews.com.